You're listening to The Breakfast Buzz
on demand.
Battle of the Buzz. I'm gonna win cause I'm a real big smarty. I'm a real big smarty. Let's play some Battle of the Buzz. I better win cause I'm gonna get real rowdy. Let's get real rowdy.
We've got Jessica and Phoenix. Welcome to Team Nico today.
Good morning.
Oh, you do not seem excited to be on my team.
I am.
We're going to kill it, okay? I promise you. And we've got Daniel in Scottsdale on Team Alana.
Woo, Daniel.
Alana. What's going on, Nico and Lana?
What's up,
Yay,
Daniel?
Ready to go. You guys are playing for two tickets into the NASCAR race this Sunday at ISM Raceway, the Can-Am 500. How does that sound?
Whoa, that sounds awesome. Woohoo!
All right. The Larry H. Miller Toyota Peoria ticket window is now open. Let's get into Battle of the Buzz. You guys want to ask the first question, Alana?
We certainly can. And Jessica and Nico, which sport was invented by James Naismith in 1891? Was it baseball? Was it ping pong? Or was it basketball?
Baseball.
Nico?
I feel like there's a Naismith trophy in basketball.
Oh, basketball.
All right.
We'll go with basketball.
I don't know.
Basketball is your answer?
Yeah.
Basketball is correct.
Yes!
Ooh,
thank God I have all that sports knowledge locked up in here.
Thank you, Nico.
Question number one, Daniel and Alana. There is one state that starts with the letter D in the United States. What is it?
Delaware.
Delaware.
Nice. Ooh. I figured everybody always forgets about Delaware.
Well, yeah, even Delaware people forget about Delaware. Neither of you are from Delaware, right?
Right.
No.
Last time I made a state joke, somebody was from Indiana. All right, question number two, Nico and Jessica. True or false? In NASCAR, a driver does not need a state driver's license to compete.
I don't know.
I want to go with true.
I also want to go with true on that one.
True.
Yeah!
Yes, indeed. A driver doesn't need a driver's license to compete in NASCAR.
I mean, technically, he's not driving on the street.
Right? It's kind of terrifying, though.
All right, here we go. Question number two, Daniel and Alana. True or false? In Brazil, kids have the right to vote at age 16.
Ooh.
Ooh.
I don't know. That would... Alana, I'm going to say true.
I would say true. I feel like they do things very early in other countries.
Right. Especially in Brazil.
Yeah.
That is true. Nice job.
All right. Question number three, Jessica and Nico. In Montana, this animal outnumbers people 3-1. Is it the grizzly bear? Is it a cow? Or is it the honey badger?
I want to go with the honey badger.
Well, I'll go with honey badger.
I am so sorry.
No!
It is
the cow.
It's the cow.
The friggin' cow.
The cow.
It's the bovine.
All right. Question number three for you guys, Daniel and Alana. In the 2000 presidential election, there was an issue with the Florida voting machines. What were the ballot errors called? A, twisted Tims. B, hanging Chads, or C, bashful Bettys.
What?
Hanging Chads.
I'm going to Lana. Thank you.
Nice job, you guys. Congratulations. Jessica. I tried. Right. I did my best. Congratulations on making it this far.
Thank you.
All right. Have a good day.
Daniel, we will see you at the ISM Raceway on Sunday, the Can-Am 500.
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
Woo! That's a win for Team Alana.
All right.
That's a good thing he had you as a teammate because he did not know that last one at all.
I did not.
Listen to The Breakfast Buzz weekdays starting at 5:30.
Listen in, man.
On the new Camel at 107.9.